Hey, hey, lady, it's Terry and Dom here, and we are hopping into your ears, wherever you are in the world, on a different day than our release day to share a mini bonus episode with you because we have an exciting announcement that you'll hear about in just a little bit. But yeah, we're just going to go ahead and have a mini episode. If you're new to the podcast, definitely check out our longer episodes that we release every Friday. That way you can get a real feel for what these episodes are like on a consistent basis, but this is just a mini episode. So Dom, I'm going to pass the mic over to you to do our quote of the day.
All right. All right. Our quote of the day comes from Bob Proctor. Faith and fear both demand you believe in something you cannot see. You choose. And I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. Faith and fear both demand you believe in something you cannot see. You choose. Now, lady, as you are listening to this mini episode, this quote of the day will eventually sound familiar to you in a couple of episodes when you listen to our episode, Black Romance Isn't Dead, with Toni Judkins. She mentions a quote similar to this in our conversation. And we chose this particular quote of the day for our mini episode here because Terry and I both felt that this quote resonated with us so much around where we are in this present moment. So T, where are we in this present moment?
Okay, so I'm going to give some context and then dive in. I will say I did not anticipate sharing this publicly because there is a little bit of fear. There's a little bit of fear, right? And there's a level of vulnerability. And I think because we have this big brand, I don't know, sometimes certain things just feel a little, I'm a little nervous to share.
Sensitive, but yeah.
A little sensitive. So Dom and I have been talking about hosting a live event for so long. We want to do, we have such big visions, right, for this podcast. And at the same time, we are also in a space of life where we are both working full time and have many outside projects and side hustles that we're focused on. And we decided to just push the button and just go forward and plan this live event. So we've invested many coins into our live event, which we'll plop in an ad, you know, so you can hear about it in just a minute, but it's July 8th in Oakland, California, and you can visit herspacepodcast.com to register, but we've promoted it. We started promoting, and the live event, as of the day we're recording this, is less than a month away, and I'm not going to tell you. Should we say how many people have registered?
Nope, we're not going to tell gonna them. Say, they we're not going to tell how many people have registered. What they need to know is need to register.
Register, y'all, because honestly, we have been wanting to do this for our community because we know that this podcast impacts people's lives, right? We know that there's a certain special energy that we exude and a healing that we help to cultivate, right? It's all about healing, empowerment, and resilience, and that's what we bring. And at the same time, time is ticking and we want people to be there. We don't want to show up at the event and it's like, oh, it's just us. Okay, cool. We're just going to record a regular podcast. We want our community to show out. And so we want to talk a bit about what do you do when you are choosing between faith and fear? What does that look like? And so this is a vulnerable moment of us just saying, hey, I had a little anxiety about this. And although I'm excited for it, I am in my spirit today, I am choosing faith. And I believe that whoever's supposed to be there will be there. I know in my heart of hearts and I know in my gut, even though I can't see the numbers right now, I know that it's going to be powerful. And whether it's 50 people or 200 people to show up, again, whoever's supposed to be there will be there. And lady, we do want to encourage you. We're not begging you, but please go get your ticket. Go to herspacepodcast.com and join us because it's going to be an incredible night. Just to kind of give them an overview, Dom, of like what to expect, or did you want to share anything else?
Well, before you do that, I do want to say that like this leaning into why we're doing this, you know, we get messages all the time from you, lady, that you want to meet us, right? And we have to start somewhere, just like you have to start somewhere when you are wanting to make a change or try something new. You've got to start somewhere. And so, lady, if you want to see us, like I know I've had folks reach out and say, hey, wish I could come to the live event, but it's too far away, right? Like they're on the other side of the country. And so we've got to start somewhere. And we are choosing to start in the Bay Area where it all started for us, right?
Yes.
And once the world sees that this live event is a success, we will then come to your city.
Yes.
Whether that's Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, I feel like a Drake song right now, DC, Chicago, you know, yes. Miami. I'm naming some of my favorite cities in the country. So, but we could, yes. We will meet you. We will bring the show on the road. But first, we need you all to show us that this is what you want mm-hmm. by supporting us in Oakland.
Yes.
All right, so T, tell them why they need to support us and come to this live show in Oakland. What we got for the people?
But wait, Dom. Now you made me think of something else I want to say real quick. I was just going to say, Dom, one of the things I love about what we've built is, you know, we built this for the community. This was never we just want to be out popping and have a number one podcast. We were like, what do we want to do for Black women? Because this yes. is for us. We, y'all, what we do right here, this is not a front. This is not this is a show, but it ain't a show, if you feel what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. Like we model behind the scenes in our life. We do our best to hold each other accountable and also to model the behavior that we talk about on the podcast, because I never want to be that person that's talking some shit on the podcast and then I'm not living that behind the scenes.
Right.
So I've had to challenge myself on putting my big girl panties up and showing up where it's like, hold up. I've even had one of my homegirls like, well, shit, you be talking about it. You gonna walk the talk?
And
I'm like,
right.
You gonna well, damn, I am. Should I am? Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. It might take me a little bit, but I am. And so we're modeling the behavior that we preach. I would also say that, you know, as a recovering perfectionist, Dom, there's a part of me that wishes that we would have had more time to plan. I wish that it would have been this done this way and that way. But I do feel like the timing is right. We're celebrating 5 years
yes.
of starting this podcast. I remember when we first started, we were like, let's see where we are 3 years from now, or like a year from now, like who knows right. where we'll be. And 5 years going, Dom, y'all, can I just tell y'all how much we love you? We have had this podcast for 5 years. Yes. We have not missed a week.
Not at all.
Oh my gosh, I'm really getting emotional. We've done this podcast in the midst of death in the family.
Yes.
Yes. Personal failures.
Yes.
Team, don't use this video on me crying, but I'm being serious. This is really a labor of love for us. I remember, Dom, let me just say, this podcast is as much for us as it is for you. And I remember when I was so stressed out when my grandmother died.
Yes.
And we had an episode that we had to record so that we could be.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm, so that we could have our episode out for Friday. And to be honest, I remember being in Philly. I flew from San Francisco to Philly to go record the episode. And I remember being in my hotel room and me and Don were making it work. I was trying to get my Wi-Fi connected. And to be honest, recording that episode was so healing and therapeutic for me. I was like, this is where I want to be. I'm planning my grandmother's funeral. I got all this shit going on with my family, all this chaos and drama. Mm-hmm. I'm breaking out all over my face because it's just so toxic and so much drama. But this is the place that I want to be. I want to be in cultivating her space. And we did that episode and I had a chance to do an episode to commemorate my grandmother. And yes. we did the wedding dress giveaway. Like this podcast is so special to us and it really is a labor of love. And lady, I will say, if you are thinking about coming to the live show, or you have anxiety about being with other women, let me just tell you, this is, I say kind girl energy is the vibe. Like
yes.
what you see on the podcast, the love yes. that you sense and the chemistry that Dom and I have, that's what you get in person. Meeting us for the first time, like we love y'all for real. So whether you got to mm-hmm. buy you a ticket to come out or drive, bring your friends, it's really going to be a great time. And to hop back into what you said, Dom, what you can expect is I'm going to just say networking, but I'm going to say it's a guided networking activity. What's that?
Community building.
Community. There we go. Community building. Yes. Community building. It's going to be guided. One of the things that I like to do whenever I'm hosting anything is make it as less, like the least awkward as possible. Cause I can be awkward as hell. So
me too, girl. Me too.
Right. So I like to have prompts. So when you come in, we're going to have a little activity so that you know what to do when everyone's on the same page. It's not going to be awkward. And if it is awkward, it's only awkward if we make it awkward. So we got to get out of our head. It's going to be such an inviting vibe. Dom and I are going to get on stage and do a live show. We're going to make it interactive and talk with you and talk to you. We're going to have our twerk instructor, Breezy the Twerk Goddess. From Oakland. So if you feel comfortable, bring your booty shorts. I'm going to have my booty shorts. I'm going to head his ass out. So bring your booty shorts. We're going to be shaking ass and twerking.
Listen, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Shaking ass and twerk. But shaking ass and twerking. We'll have a photographer. Also, we're going to have drinks, right? You're going to have drinks, snacks. I mean, it's going to be such a great, great experience. That's all I can say, Dom. What did I miss, Dom?
I mean, I think that you covered it all. Like, I mean, I think the biggest piece is being able to be around other beautiful Black women and people who support beautiful Black women.
Yes.
So get your tickets.
Get your
HerSpacePodcast.com. Get a ticket for you. Get a ticket for your friend. Get a ticket for your mama.
That's right.
Your auntie. Mm-hmm. Your cousin. Mm-hmm. Your bestie.
That's right.
Everybody come on through.
Everybody come on through. And I think the core message of this mini episode is that we have an option. We have the choice to choose between fear and faith. And we are role modeling the behavior that we believe that we should all be leaning into, which is choosing faith, right? Feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And I truly believe that fear often is false expectations appearing real, right? Fear can be an acronym for false expectations appearing real, because it hasn't even happened yet, but we're in our head like, what if no one shows up? What if I launch the business and I don't get any sales? Well, what if you do? What if you show up and you have faith and someone that needs to hear your message is impacted by you just showing up and doing you and doing what you're supposed to do, right? Answering the call and being on target for your assignment, right? So what if it all does work out? What if everything you imagined? Exactly.
You what if everything deserving. You imagined?
Boom. What if it happens because you are worthy? You are deserving. Absolutely.
All right, Pastor Terry.
All right. All right, Dom.
That church offering is at HerSpacePodcast.com. Get your ticket for our live show.
We'll see you live in Oakland, California. Hey. All right, lady. We'll catch you this Friday for another episode, but we wanted to drop this mini episode to be vulnerable with you. And so we could also share with you that we have this live event. And so we'll hope to see you there and we'll catch you in the next episode. Bye. Hey, lady. Have you ever been listening to the podcast and been like, damn, I wish I could be in the same room with Dr. Dom, T, and the other listening ladies? Well, you ain't the only one. Dom and I often talk about how we wish we could bring our authentic sisterhood energy to you in real life. So,
on Saturday, July 8th, 2023 at 7 p.m., we are hosting a live podcast show and meet and greet in Oakland, California. And guess what? Lady, you're invited. We even have an exclusive VIP experience where you can meet with us one-on-one and attend a twerk class with us if you so choose. Did somebody say, oh, you Blatchett?
Ew.
The first 25 people to register will be entered into a raffle to win a Cultivating Her Space podcast swag bag worth more than $250.
Visit HerSpacePodcast.com to learn more and register today before tickets sell out.